Now, of course, Johnny Nash was talking about life being sunshiny from a spiritual standpoint, which is great. But I thought I'd play that anyway, since, you know, we can also be about the business of having bright, sunshiny days physically. And I told you that I was going to talk with you about vitamin D, and we were going to look at the other side of it, because we definitely have the beauty of sunlight helping us get that dose of vitamin D that does our body so good. But, ladies and gentlemen, as we know, too much of anything. And so we're going to take a look at the harm that can come to us if we get too much vitamin D. But as I said previously, when I say too much vitamin D, I mean too much vitamin D. Now, here's the thing. Few foods contain vitamin D. And as a result, a lot of people take supplements, vitamin D supplements. Long-term use of these supplements can cause some adverse side effects, though this is relatively rare. So I'm giving you some more good news about this overage thing from the very beginning. Adverse side effects from long-term use of vitamin D supplements is relatively rare. Vitamin D is fundamental in supporting several bodily processes, including the absorption and regulation of calcium, magnesium, and phosphate. It's amazing how, again, not only that we need these nutrients, but that nutrients so often work together. Okay, vitamin D supports the absorption and regulation of calcium, magnesium, and phosphate. It also helps support the hardening, the growth, and remodeling of bones. Vitamin D is fundamental in supporting cellular growth and remodeling. How many of you knew that we have remodeling going on in our bodies? I didn't. Vitamin D, fundamental in supporting immune function, as well as nerve and muscle function. As of yet, there's no set consensus about exactly how much vitamin D is necessary for good health. A person's daily requirement really depends on individual factors such as age, sex, and health status. Doctors tend to consider vitamin D levels to be adequate if there are at least 20 nanograms, or NGs, of the vitamin per milliliter of blood. 20 at least now. At least no less than 20 nanograms NGs, 20 nanograms of vitamin D per milliliter of blood. If levels rise above 50 nanograms per milliliter, a person may experience adverse side effects. And I know you're thinking, man, that's not a big difference. That's just 30 additional nanograms per milliliter. You're right, but let's keep going. Most research indicates that the toxicity threshold for vitamin D is fairly high, actually around 200 to 240 nanograms per milliliter. A person with levels of vitamin D in that range usually consumes, and this is where I'm really going to encourage you. I mean it, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to encourage you big time now. I know that when you're talking about nanograms per milliliter, that can be helpful, but maybe a little confusing too. And so there's another way to get that across, especially when it comes to the way the doses are labeled on the bottles, the vitamin D bottles, containers that you'd get. So we'll talk about how much we need in terms of international units. You know, some vitamins are measured in grams or in micrograms, and they'll tell you how many grams of this vitamin you need, how many micrograms of that you need per day. With the vitamin D, the doses are given in international units. And so just depending on your age again, your gender, overall health, whether you're pregnant or not, it could be recommended to have to be taking anywhere in the neighborhood of 600 to 1,000 international units daily if you're 1 to 18 years of age. If you're over 18, 1,500 to 2,000 international units per day. And depending on you're pregnant, you know, whether or not you're pregnant, it could be even different. And that's how our one group looks at it. Then you have another organization who's looking at the same thing. And they're asking, and of course, the question is, how much? What dose is the right dose when it comes to vitamin D? And one organization would say 400 to 800 international units. I would say check with your doctor, because your doctor is going to know much about your particular situation. You know, whether, you know, what your age is, what your sex is, if you're a lady, whether or not you're pregnant, and that does come into play as well. Whether or not there's something going on with your body that may suggest or indicate clearly that there's something that needs to be done with regards to the dosage of vitamin D that may be recommended. It may be recommended that you start out on a particularly high dose in order to get your levels up to where they need to be if you're found to be deficiency, and then taper off to a lower dose once you're at that place where you need to have it, and then just stay there from then on. So again, looking at the doses of vitamin D in terms of international units. Now, we mentioned that the toxicity threshold for vitamin D is fairly high, which is around 200 to 240 nanograms per milliliter. That may sound like a person doesn't have to take much at all to really be taking too much vitamin D, but check it out when we discuss that same thing in terms of international units. A person with levels of vitamin D in the range of 200 to 240 nanograms per milliliter usually consumes between 10,000 and 40,000 international units of the vitamin each day. And remember now, we're saying up to 1,000 international units per day is what some experts are saying is the right amount, the right dosage, up to 1,000. These people who go overboard are taking between 10,000 to 40,000 per day, international units per day. So now when we get back on this, I'm going to begin to share with you some of the side effects that can kick into play when we're consuming too much vitamin D. 10,000 units per day, international units per day, up to 40,000 international units of vitamin D per day. Yeah, that's just too much, ladies and gentlemen. Too much, too much, too much. I'll share with you what the results are when we come back.